你以为无限的表达，除了真笑，放狂便是娱乐。
伦敦牛耳，
欢迎来到新一期的伦敦牛耳，我是 Lucy， and
hello and welcome to London Ears. This is Justin.
但是隔了非常的长时间没有跟大家分享音乐，这是因为有一个特别好的理由，因为这一期的节目我们会有另外两位朋友加入我们的分享。 So we can say hello to everyone.
Hello, this is Natalie.
Hello, this is Emma.
两位都是来自英格兰南部， Natalie 在写小说， Emma 则是一位电影人。现在正在播放的这首音乐是来自 Natalie 的选择。I will let you introduce.
This is Battery by Metallica.
是这支金属乐队发布于1986年的歌曲。
Do you always like metal music? And what is that attracted you from the beginning?
When I was small, in the 80s, I used to read She-Ra comics, and in Four Boys Newsagent,They used to put those right next to all the music magazines and the heavy metal magazines. And they kind of linked together. There was a lot of skulls and swords and partially naked men and waving axes. And there was also Angus from AC/DC, who was dressed in a school uniform. So I assumed he was a child. And there were a lot of metal magazines in the 80s, and they had lots of pull-out things and posters of just people looking much cooler than normal people look. So I guess visually I discovered them before I heard them. But then Guns N' Roses happened, and that was probably the first metal experience I had.
How old were you?
I don't know, to be honest. I was probably five or six when I was reading those comics. I met She-Ra in Four Boys once, that was very exciting. And I've only ever been that excited once in my life since then, which was in 2019 when I saw the Tiger.
I see.
Yeah. Cried both times.
That's it.
那Natalie刚才解释了一下，因为喜欢金属的姑娘，尤其是从六岁就开始喜欢金属音乐的姑娘，其实在她身边也并不多，在英国也并不多。小时候她是先从视觉上接触到重金属这种艺术，大概在她六岁之前，英国有大批金属重金属的漫画杂志，然后她觉得里面描述的许多的形象看上去比平常看到的人类酷很多。到六岁的时候，他第一次接触到 Guns N' Roses 的音乐，然后就喜欢上了。然后到2019年，他看 Metallica 现场的时候，是他形容为是毕生心情最激动的第二次，然后嚎啕大哭在现场。Natalie 刚才提到的漫画我不太熟悉，然后去查了一下，应该是希曼和妹妹希瑞的故事。
And they had such success with He-Man that they wanted to make a girl's version of it. So they had her have a sister called She-Ra. And she was a warrior. Basically, she's a Valkyrie.
So is this English?
It is. Yeah, or American, I think.
I'm a bit confused now.
Anyway, metal. It's all metal.
Yeah, we'll watch some He-Man later.
Okay, then.
You will understand.
Justin 说待会儿我们录完节目就一起看一出希曼和希瑞的故事吧。
So why did you choose this song from Metallica, from all the metal songs to play today?
When I was younger, I thought that they were saying Natalie every time they sang Battery. And so it appealed to me because, you know, I figured they were singing directly to me.
Nothing. I see. And when you
好吧，我刚才问 Natalie 他为什么在所有的金属音乐里面偏要选择这首 Battery 呢，他说是因为小时候觉得以为 Battery 一直在唱的是 Natalie， 以为乐队在唱的是他的名字，所以觉得很亲切。可是后来当发现真相不是这样了以后呢，Justin 说那心碎了吧，他说没有没有。
Metallica is always like a, because even the beginning of that song, it starts with very gentle, soft classical guitar,、mm-hmm. and it kind of, even though you're listening to metal music, that the melody is always very important, and it, I think, appeals in the same way that classical music does, where with all the key changes and all the tempo changes and everything, it gets inside your brain in a way that you don't know it's doing.、Mm-hmm.And it works like a battery, you know, it gets your blood pumping and it gives you a lot of energy, but also it's a, I think Metallica is always kind of nostalgic for people and、mm-hmm. it's kind of, it's a comfort blanket of、mm-hmm. music.
嗯，用一张舒服的毯子去形容一个金属乐队还挺新鲜的。Natalie 刚才解释了一下，虽然发现 Battery 不是 Natalie， 但是这首歌正如蓄电池这个歌名所唱，确实能给他带来一种能量，热血沸腾。虽然是一支金属乐队，然后娜特琳说他之所以喜欢 Metallica， 这么喜欢 Metallica， 还因为他在旋律上也并不将就，然后旋律的悦耳会令人忽略掉，其实就像很多古典音乐一样，虽然会不断的出现变调，结构上也很复杂，很多的峰回路转，但是旋律弥补了这一切，并没有让人觉得有那么晦涩难懂。那让我来问一下 Justin， 你对金属的感觉又怎样？
I think when I was little, I used to listen to Iron Maiden. I guess in a similar vein, but a bit more English, I suppose. These days, my extreme music is more extreme than that, so it sounds almost like tame metal, which is kind of weird.
You mean Metallica sounds like tame metal?
Yeah, it's almost like, yeah, I remember those cassette tape that I think one of my friends had like, when I was a teenager. I think it was called soft metal. Strap lines like rocks, but gently. I don't think it had Metallica on it, so I'm doing them a disservice saying that, but I guess the kind of extreme weird noise and stuff that I quite like is kind of Metallica times 100.
Justin 小时候曾经喜欢过英国的一对金属组合 Iron Maiden。 Iron Maiden 是1975年在东伦敦创办的，然后 Justin 后来长大了一点，就对这样的音乐又开始有点不屑。听我们节目的听众也许会有一点了解 Justin 在青春期的时候特别着迷的是刚刚兴起来的 drum and bass 和一些冷酷的电子音响。当时有一位朋友给过他一盘磁带，里面收集的是一批所谓的软性摇滚，当然里面没有 Metallica， 但是他现在回想起来觉得 Metallica 的音乐可能更偏向于一种比较软性的金属。 Natalie 和 Emma 在旁边也点头称是。 Justin 还说他后来喜欢的极端音乐，极端起来可能比 Metallica 要极端100倍，比如说呢？
I'm going to say somebody like the Locust. That's all I can think of at the moment. That's quite intense. Quite short songs, but like... And then it's finished.
现在转出来的一首歌是 Justin 给的一个例子。成军于1994年的美国硬核金属乐团The Locust， 这首发布于2003年的歌名字叫 How to be a Virgin， 很短的歌，一阵狂笑，情绪发泄，然后就完了。
We would go to noise gigs in London, and sometimes you have to stand outside on the balcony to really enjoy some of that. That's the best places outside on the balcony. But I think that there's definitely types of people who find that kind of difficult music quite relaxing. And I always wonder about that, whether if your own insides is maybe quite noisy or quite high-paced, you need music that is as frantic as that for you to just go, ugh, and relax, whereas slower music you get a little bit more anxious around because it's just not keeping pace with your brain.
Yeah, I can see that. It keeps up with you. It's sort of, I don't know, slower, relaxing music, you kind of get a bit frustrated. And inside you is like drowning it out almost, so you want to listen to something that kind of goes with what you're feeling rather than against what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Natalie 和 Justin 上大学的时候会经常在伦敦一起约去听噪音的现场，但是噪音现场非常的吵。Natalie 最喜欢是站到阳台上，在现场外面去听。他又容忍不了太慢的音乐，因为当你内心不宁静的时候，你也需要一些类似的跟你的情绪同频的音乐去表达出来或者是宣泄出来。 Yet the song we're playing now, it seems is the opposite to what you're just describing.
Yeah, but not really, because it's all about death. So
it's
still very metal, okay. I think. This is Rachmaninoff Vespers No. 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now Lettest Thou Depart.
同样是来自 Natalie 的选择，风格相当不一样，是俄罗斯作曲家拉赫玛尼诺夫1915年创作的《彻夜晚岛》，其中的第五首《主，让你的仆人平静离去》。这首拉赫玛尼诺夫只用了两周完成的作品，他的组曲唱词是由俄罗斯正教会彻夜祈祷仪式的一系列文本组成。据说作曲家希望在自己的葬礼上能想起这首作品。所以 Natalie 认为，虽然这首歌听起来跟金属作品并不是一回事，甚至是相反，但是估计没有一个主题能比死亡这个主题更为重金属。
I had a music teacher who was very influential. He pointed out early on I had an ear for the minor chord, and then just inundated me with everything in all the minor chords, and some of them have stuck, and that was so early that I don't remember the first time. But I do remember he would sit all the kids down on a rug when he wanted them to be quiet, and he played them the saddest pieces of music, and some kids, you know, reacted differently to others, I'd say.
Is it primary school?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was an ex-monk, and he left his... Yeah, he still obviously had all his religious beliefs, but he left for various different reasons. And that was very influential because I think he and I saw things very similarly, even though he was in his 70s and I was just starting.
这也挺有意思。然后 Natalie 说，他选择这段音乐是因为这是他最喜欢的音乐之一。然后我问他为什么呢？然后他就回忆起他最初听到这段作品是在小学的时候，他有一位音乐老师，这位音乐老师当时已经70多岁，他曾经是一位教堂里的修士，因为种种原因辞职，然后成为小学的音乐老师。 Natalie 感觉是虽然他跟这位老师的年纪差得特别远，他差得有70岁吧，但是两人有一种共通的感受力。他记得小时候当小朋友们特别吵闹的时候，这位音乐老师如果想让大家安静下来，就会让大家排排坐在地毯上，然后开始放特别忧伤的音乐，就包括了刚才拉赫玛尼诺夫的那首晚岛曲。而从很早的时候， Natalie 就知道自己对所有小调的音乐特别有感觉。
So from death, we come back to life. What is that one?
This is
齐柏林飞艇
Since?
I've been loving you.
Oh. 换一首音乐，又回到人间。是1970年英国摇滚乐团齐柏林飞艇 Led Zeppelin 的 Since I've Been Loving You， 十分强烈的布鲁斯节奏。 So what's the story of this one?
This is just a primal scream song、mm-hmm. I just heard. I'd been listening to blues for a really long time、mm-hmm. But Led Zeppelin is heavy metal and blues, so it's the best of both worlds. But also the human screamin this one, and I think the quality of the human voice is something that I really struggle with, because sometimes I like band's music but I can't listen to it because the lead singer doesn't have that punctum kind of thing, it doesn't pierce you, and I think it's difficult to find anyone who can pierce you the way that obviously Robert Plant can、
mm-hmm.
and several times in this song is the scream that I won't say too much about, but it's
Natalie 特别喜欢这首歌里面人声 Robert Plant 的一种少有的穿透力，因为他说经常听很多乐队，但是人声会令人失望。另外是这首歌可以体现出齐柏林飞艇这个乐队对布鲁斯和金属风格两种风格的极致把握。但是 Justin 有不同的看法。
I quite like Led Zeppelin, although I do find the vocal aspect of it a little over the top sometimes. Too many babies.
跟 Natalie 有一点相反的是 ，Natalie 觉得 Robert Plant 的人声是最有穿透力的地方，但是 Justin 觉得有时候人声有点太过头了，太过火了，尤其是歌词里面唱的太多 baby baby 这样的，让人有点腻。
Guess it's like all these things. I never really listened to this sort of thing when I was younger, so I kind of come to it at a later stage in life or some later stage. Not that old, but all these things now are a little bit cliched, and you listen to it in that. It's like listening to the Beatles for me now. It's like, oh, that's a bit cliched, but you forget that they kind of invented that because you obviously weren't there in that time. I am always, oh, I want something new, I want something like unique andSometimes I don't appreciate things, but musically I think it's really good. I like the drums, and I don't know, the heavy blues is quite attractive.
This 种非常强烈的布鲁斯节奏。尤其是古典是 Justin 所喜欢的，他也说到在小时候他不太听布鲁斯或者是金属音乐的时候，也不太听齐柏林飞艇，到后来听的时候，许多当时齐柏林飞艇显得有新意的地方已经变成了芸芸众生里面的其中一支乐队。这里面的原因，当然就像人们经常说 Beatles 有多伟大，但是他们之所以伟大的地方，他们当时创造出来的崭新的声响，他们所使用的新的录音技术，我们生活在今天的我们并不在场，也并没有直接的感受他们到底有多特别。然后当 Beatles 和齐柏林飞艇创造出来的这些独特的声响被后人被后来的乐队所借鉴所采纳，而成为相当普遍甚至千篇一律的声音的时候，他们突然就变得不再特别。这是一种后来者的观感，相信很多人都有这样的感觉。而且现在想起来，不光是音乐，在所有的领域都是相通的。
I guess also growing up playing in bands, some of my former bandmates were really into this kind of thing and did some really bad Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant impressions, which kind of... No, they kind of ruined it a little bit for me as well. But yeah, musically, yeah.
大学的时候 Justin 组乐队 他乐队的乐手们 特别喜欢齐柏林飞艇 有时候会模仿主唱 但是模仿得不太好 所以让他对这个乐队的印象也蒙上了一点阴影 然后Natalie是大概从青春期的时候 喜欢上齐柏林飞艇 挺有意思的 It's interesting, I mean Actually, I didn't expect that, actually hearing your upbringing. Yeah, it's interesting because this sort of conversation, it doesn't really come up in our normal communication. We don't usually just like set out talking about music as such.
I think it's a shame because you learn a lot about people's development as who they are. I think obviously it's different if they're not musically...led people, but if they are, it's going to be seminal moments probably why they attach.
Mm. So that's good that we're talking about it.
Yes.
Yes. 以后我们应该多点聊天，多点聊大家的成长。But now, it's going to be the last song of today's London Ears. It's a fun one.原唱应该大家会比较熟悉是 Bryan Adams 的 Everything I do it for you 但是这个版本呢是非常的奇特来自成军于1988年的爱尔兰乐队 The Fatima Mansions 选播这首歌也因为情人节大概也就过了几个星期而已算是一个借口 It's just an excuse to play this one
Why didn't you pick the original one, Lucy?
It's fun, this one
Someone wants to be a bit different and out there
Justin, do you like the original?
I wouldn't say I would choose to listen to the original one It's a catchy songIt will probably have me humming along to it. This version is... It sounds very awkward to me. It's like someone trying to force singing that song along to something that really doesn't go with it. And it's quite interesting in that regard.
I think it made it almost like spoken word.
Yeah, it is a bit like that.
Yeah.
It's a bit like somebody doing performance poetry over some weird...trip-hop thing, trying to be cool, singing a, or speaking a Bryan Adams song, trying to be ironic or something.
对 ,Natalie 问我们为什么没有选择原版来播可是我觉得这个版本很有趣啊然后像 Justin 所说的我也同意就像是这个很令人困惑的乐队的唱法有点像是唱着 Bryan Adams 原版的歌词但是像朗读诗歌一样似乎是充满了一种嘲讽的意味一边朗读着这蹩脚的爱情诗然后一边踏着类似 trip hop 这样的音乐节奏就比原版很正经的很一本正经的情歌有意思多了
I'll tell you Natalie the original version I used to like it a lot when I was in my middle school I guess and I even once did a cover version of it and played it to the public at one of the school party The song is nostalgic to me but I guess I just grown out of it
I'd like to hear you playing it on a lute Mm. and reading it as an Elizabethan sonnet.
Sounds good, yeah. I'll think about that.
所以呢我跟 Natalie 说我中学的时候还曾经翻唱过原版在学校的 某一次演出上，然后 Nathan 说，那我想看你用鲁特琴，是中世纪欧洲的鲁特琴去弹这首歌，然后用伊丽莎白一世时代的十四行诗这样的形式去朗读歌词，好吧，那我想一想。
But yeah, this was from a film, wasn't it? Robin Hood. Which, I don't know, I think I've watched it. But, oh dear.
How are we friends?
No, I'm pretty sure I have watched it.
Because there's certain films that you need to have watched to be my friend.
I see.
好吧，他们刚才就说，原版的 Bryan Adams 版本的这首歌是在 Justin 提到说是在罗宾汉这部电影里面，然后他忘了有没有看过，然后一旁的 Nat 说你没搞错，你居然 没看过这个电影，我们是怎么成为朋友的。因为对于 Nat 来说，他择友的标准其中之一就是他们需要看过类似的电影。 Interesting.
So do you have a favorite of the three songs? Four songs that we've listened to?
Natalie 在问我在今天播放的歌曲里面有没有我特别喜欢的一首。
To be honest, not really. I don't usually. If I chose to listen to music, probably none of them I would choose. I mean, Rachmaninoff, I like some of his works, but none of them because of a memory or a link or a nostalgia.Not because of that reason, but maybe at some point in my life, I discovered that piece of music, and because of the music itself.
所以今天 Natalie 选择的三首音乐和最后我们播放的这首有意思的翻版，可能平时我自己听音乐的话不会专门选来听。这里就会引出一个其实挺有趣的话题，是我们在喜欢上一首作品的时候，也许可以分成两种原因，一种是因为是完全偶然的情况下，在某一个场景，某一个你的人生的细节，具有意味的一瞬间跟这一首作品重合，这种情况下吸引你的作品到无论过了多少年，你想起它的时候是一种怀旧的情绪，但未必是因为这首歌这首音乐写得有多好。另外一种情形是可能更多来自技术上的原因，是纯粹因为这首歌某一个地方它的结构特别的精妙，它的歌词写得特别的触动人心。当然这些也不可能完全跟你个人的感觉，你个人的际遇分隔开。
It's a very personal thing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's moments in your life that are kind of driven by certain bits of music, and everybody is completely different.
It's chance.
Yeah, it is chance. But I'm sure there are, you know, lots of songs that youcame across at a certain point for a certain reason which have stuck with you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's interesting to kind of, you know, delve into other people's lives and find out moments in their lives that kind of inspired things.
Yeah, but Natalie's question is my favorite one, but I don't have one.
Terrible.
Yeah. No, But it's interesting, though. I mean, you can ask yourself, I mean, how much music in your life you say that it's your favorite came from a certain nostalgia, or do they come from just simply because of music itself? I mean, can you differentiate that?
Yeah. And I very much doubt if you went back documentary style and went to the points in time I'm talking about, this isn't the music that was playing at the time. But I think when you have to tell a story about music,the ones that are your favourite that you discovered by yourself don't have an interesting story. So they're not going to be the things that you pick to talk about, as an interesting talking point, maybe. Or, you know, they're going to be things that you can't explain because music does what you can't do, which is it speaks for itself.
female will still choose it.
Yeah.
I would just talk about the music itself. I would just talk about, look, this one. Look, the guitar, how that is like, that just like, I'm big, just quite boring.
It's a different interpretation of favourite, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of the favourite in the, I don't know, purely... not purely, but technical terms of I like this for this reason, but then there's favourite for emotional reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose the two things. You can be emotional, technical, and like something that kind of evokes an emotion. And then there's the emotion that comes from your experience and your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just different interpretation on favourite,
yeah.
I think.
对，经常最爱、最喜欢这个形容词，对于音乐来说是特别个人化的事情。然后每个人的私人聆听生活都不尽相同，听曲在不同文化背景、不同生活环境下成长起来的人类的音乐生活，永远都很有趣。Then, so it's time to say goodbye for this interesting special episode. 我是 Lucy, 这里是伦敦有耳。
This was Justin, and this was London Ears. Bye bye. This is London Ears.